A recent campaign ad highlighting the growth of Chicago-Rockford International Airport touched the nerve of local environmental advocates fighting to preserve an ancient prairie. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
Do you know what city has the largest growing cargo airport in the world?
It's right here in Illinois.
Rockford, Illinois.
And as Governor J.B. Pritzker helped make it happen.
That's from one of Governor J.B. Pritzker's new ad campaigns, which while touting the growing air freight business in northern Illinois, it also inadvertently centered him in a months-long battle over the fate of one of the state's last remaining remnant prairies. Listen closely.
And the upcoming expansion will create hundreds of new jobs. Across Illinois, we're improving infrastructure and creating jobs.
And it's the mention of the controversial expansion at the Chicago-Rockford International Airport that has some local environmental advocates like Jillian Neese disappointed with the priorities of the governor's re-election campaign.
So we think his campaign in that advertisement really missed out on an opportunity to highlight the importance and the value of Belleville Prairie, which they made a conscious decision not to do.
The Belleville Prairie Neese is referring to is a rare, nearly 5 square mile patch of remnant dry gravel prairie on the airport's property. And up until last fall, that prairie was squarely in the crosshairs of the Rockford Airport's first phase of a 280-acre expansion plan, which had a road scheduled to run through the prairie. Zach Oakley is the director of operations and planning at the airport. He says that the road was initially meant to be completed in about 2 months. So far, it's been 7 and counting.
And obviously, that was about the same time the report of the bumblebee being found on site, which you know, obviously started down a different road.
The sighting of the rusty-patched bumblebee, a federally endangered species, halted all construction in the area until November 1st of 2021, when the bee's foraging season was over. Following a lawsuit filed by the Natural Land Institute against the expansion, the airport released a statement that construction over the prairie would be halted again until an endangered species consultation with federal agencies, including the Fish and Wildlife Service, wrapped up. Oakley says that's pretty much where things still stand.
It still sits there, still going through that process right now. And obviously, until that process is complete and approval is granted, there will be no construction taking place of that roadway. That would affect the prairie.
To date, the airport has agreed that construction work will not begin before June 1st of 2022. Local environmental advocates aren't taking the reprieve lightly. They're attending airport board meetings, hosting vigils, and taking every opportunity to talk about prairies. Earlier this week, following the Pritzker ad, Neese says an organization called Rising Tides Chicago staged a Save Belleville Prairie Twitter storm and phone zap aimed at the governor.
So people all day long were calling his office and tweeting at him to make sure that he knows that Belleville Prairie is an issue that's not going to be going away and that people are really passionate about.
He says there's 5 more events planned this month, and more to come, all of which can be found on the Save Belleville Prairie website and Facebook group of the same name, which now has more than 4,000 members. And he says that the airport's unwillingness to compromise is causing unnecessary division in the community and wastes taxpayer money.
Yeah, it is definitely frustrating to see them spend money on things that seem so silly in the long run.
Public records released to WNIJ revealed that the airport authority spent over $10,000 last year to raise a fence around the prairie. At any rate, Neese says it's not too late for the governor to change course.
You know, we're a lot of individual peoples and groups against this really big airport, so we need all the help that we can get, and we think that Pritzker definitely could be doing more to help us out.
WNIJ reached out to Pritzker's re-election campaign about the controversy surrounding the ad. In response, the campaign stated that, quote, economic development and environmental protection are not mutually exclusive. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.